Again. So Chazal, there's a Medrash Parshas Nitzavim that Chazal said that Shlomo Melech, when he described the notes, so described like layer after layer of how much his arguments and his mistakes and his excuses go. And Moshe Rabbeinu chapped even a tefer madriga. So the guy is saying, I can't go because he's this far away, and there's a danger of animals, wild animals, and maybe the door will be shut if I go, and maybe he's not in the mood of teaching me, I'll slam the door in my face, etc. Right? So I can't go. That's the guy's argument. Shemeno says, it's in your mouth. Just take it out of your mouth and do it. Just do it. It's there already. That's how far an otzo functions. Even that he can't. That's the message. Okay. Shiva Satsiurim Ba'atzlis Shomer Shomer Melech Olav Hashom. So he goes through these different steps. He says, I'm scared something's going to happen, and I'm afraid the door's going to be closed, and I want to sleep a little more anyway. Even if the door's open, I need to sleep a little more. He says, okay, good. So eat something. He's not even in the mood of getting the food to his mouth. But if you think about them, you'll find a tremendous description. How atzlus distances a human being from ruchnius. So the marshal of the medrash, the talmud needs his rabbi. Who are marshal that's used as the analogy? It's a person, a human being, who needs to get more wisdom and understanding. But he doesn't have it yet. It's something he has to acquire. It's beyond him. A Talmud Merachik is a limud b'chol minei titzdiki. The same way the Talmud comes up with a myriad of excuses why he shouldn't learn. So the nimshul is the goof comes up with a myriad of excuses why he doesn't have to acquire more ruchnius. So he says, listen, you know what? There's no, I mask him, there's Taka no Arbi there. I mask him, he's not even out far away, he's close by. I mask him the fact is that the door is open. I mask him the fact that he wants to teach him. I mask him the fact that they're still not in the mood. I'd rather sleep. Right? That's the marshal. That the nimshal is. Whatever you can accomplish, I'd rather sleep. That's the nimshul is going to be a person who's maintaining, staying in a state of physical functioning. That's all it is. And not having the ora seichel inspire, define, move, etc. Materihats and the marshal that Shlomo Melech gives, Iskarav Harav. So the Rebbe and the marshal keeps getting closer and closer and closer to the person. I mean, it's more and more and more easily accessible. So the Nimshal, that'll be Semel HaRuchnius. That was the symbol of the Ruchnius. El Adam Yosef Yosef. It keeps getting closer and closer. Ad Ravcha B'Soich HaBa. The Rebbe's right here in the house. The door is open. Go. And he doesn't go. So what's that about? He says, not interested. The Messiah Tomin also Yodim is a lachus. Nila Lahashi will help. Even putting food in his mouth, he won't do it, the Moshe says. So Philippula is a goof. Holchos and Mishtatakos. Even doing things we need to take care of his physical needs, he can't get around to it. Keep Ephes. Yosma, ruchnius, a person has no yuzma. Drive, thank you. For ruchnius, the end of the day is mishtaraz, kvedus offer gamal chayegu. You end up, even the physical world, you can't get things done. You just function. functioning, you're just not functioning. Now the person who's in a drive for trying to expand, to grow, to develop, takes care of the physical needs and then moves on. The person eventually, my father-in-law one time said that he has a friend who's a bachelor. The bachelor said, he described to him that, you know, what's only a bachelor is you never eat food by the table. As you make the food, you stick it in your mouth. That was like the bachelor's description of bachelors. Right? You can't, you know, you're just like, so, you know, why should I sit down? Make this, set the table, make it look nice, you eat already. But he's on a job making food. You have the guy, you know, eats tuna fish every day. Just, you know, he's on the moon, and he gets a pop-top can because he can't deal with opening a can. You know, or he eats cereal every day because he's just not in the mood of, finally gets sick and tired of it after a few days and goes out and eats. But to make a meal, it's work. You know, he can't. So his problem isn't that he doesn't what Rukhni is anymore. His problem, he doesn't what Gashmi is. He's dysfunctional in his Gashmi souls. Okay. Now, comes Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mashama Moshe got him equipped. Called Siurei Shama Melech Ala Basham. Karmis Ala Adoyche Kolis Karmis Ala Rua. Madi Bishar Basech Afrius. All of Shama Melech's Mashalim are, there's two entities. There's the goof and there's Rufnius. And the goof is preferring to stay in a state of physicality, not moving and doing what it takes to acquire the Rufnius. That's all of the Mashallah Mashallah. What does he say? Ata atzmaka ruchni. Ain kol merchak ben kol uvenera. It's in you already. Gitar v'kochem hein bekir b'kol. B'kol eisek ha'kochem hu lo'itz dabar mitach dab. Mitach pifu. You are going to be the source of kochem. It's going to come out of your mouth. Kol nimsa eitzel b'kol b'kayach. It's all there potentially. Ben kol sarach el lo'itzi ha'kochemot el apoyo. You need to express it. Hatara v'achochma l'sech libcha nitnu v'arav at'alimu rak mitzim el apoyo masha yeshne b'cho. Okay. So what this means at a practical level, we have to see in a second. He's going to get that the paragraph in the stock. So what does that mean? So God will be Koma Hashem Hashem Melech Lama Hashem Basis Ketzi Yechliyach Otzo Lahachnis Tariz Ben Erdo Ben Atzma Lahachik Lutnis Ben Atzma Mahusa. So how do you make this separation? El Shumis Kachas says that he denies it. Rabbi Atzma Ofrius Chumrius Gasi Zeri Atzus Umibser Atum.
So the atzus of Moshe Rabbeinu's definition is the denial of the ruchnius potential of a human being. To the point that I'm not ruchni, I'm a physical thing. And therefore, there's nothing for me to seek. That's a whole different issue with saying when Shemuel always was, you are Gashmi. There's ruchnius which you couldn't acquire, and you're too also to acquire. Here we're saying that your batsim are not Gashmi, your batsim are ruchni, and you're in denial and you're reality.
It's a whole different ballgame. Okay, now, practically, where do we see this? Let's look at some of our examples. A person is putting tremendous effort into davening. Having many, many deep thoughts. In order to inspire myself and get a little bit of feeling. Well, how many times it doesn't work. The gear know about Smina, but let's think about it. If we weren't at Salem, Hamiskavenis Laharkig is a bury, Adashmea Shemaim, Ginzim Roman, Varshovas, Kudodas, and the so part of Atlas, the game is, it's really far away. So I'm not there. So I'm a shy. As long as he makes, you know, person is wonderful, he's tremendous, and he's high and holy, and he's so, you're so bright from that. And so, like, oh, yeah, what am I supposed to do? Yeah, yeah. Person's up there, and I'm down here. The truth is, Kavana does not need any tremendous effort. All it needs is kekobalev. It's all there.
Very important.
I would love to tell you I know what he's talking about. And I know from the negative what he's talking about, not from the positive.
If you don't have something to announce, even more so.
Why is it that all of our efforts for Kavanah don't work? So we say, because, you know, he says, the problem is we're starting with the wrong angle. We're starting with the angle, listen. I need to learn how to have more kavanah. Okay, I need more inspired. Okay, I need to have more awareness and be talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and therefore, if I had more awareness and be talking, so Hashem would be more real to me. So it would be easier to talk to him. Right. There's a fellow in Tells. His name is Rabbi Sol Brog. He married a Baruch Sol Russell's youngest daughter. So Rabbi Sol's grandfather was Rabbi David Miller's son. So he had a lot of things he was mekabel from his Zayde. So he told me his Zayde used to daven in a conversational tone of voice. And when I'm having a conversation with you, I'm talking to you, I don't go, and it's wonderful to see you. Sometimes I don't sing when I'm talking to you. Right, so I'm working on kavanah. So I'm singing to more kavanah. I'm talking to my Creator. Just talk to Him. So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokeinu, Melech Haolam. How are you? It's so good. How are you today? It's so good to see you. That's how you dial with Daman in that tone of voice. And he's talking to his Creator. Most of us talk to a wall. He talked to his Creator. Brush him. It's so good to see you. How are you today? I would like. Is it possible I can get this? I really need this also. Can you help me with that? What do you think about this? You know, that's how we would daven. It's an awesome story. Like, you know, you think about it for a second. It's like, yeah, like, you know. But so we say, well, what's the solution? How do you get there? You get there by working on your munah and your bitachon and making Kadosh Baruch Hu so real and so it is. So Mela, you know, you're able to do that. What Volba's saying is, we got it all wrong. We're starting with the halacha that we are not ruchnis beings and that we don't have an intrinsic and natural understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a connection. Right? Rechonin says, you know, the greatest philosophers in the world grappled with the reality of Kadosh Baruch Hu, does he exist or doesn't exist? Okay? A boy turns 13 years old. He comes in.
The question is,
you know, either deny Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to kill you. Says, I don't know what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Okay, you know, what do you offer me? Well, you're 13 years old already. Figure it out. Well, you know, the greatest philosopher in the world couldn't figure out what he offered me. But obviously, the Torah's Machiah, a 13-year-old boy, was saying is mature enough to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, therefore, to the point to be willing to be mechuyev to the voice of Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem. It has to be pretty obvious that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists.
He says, so why don't we feel like that? He says, there's something called Shaykhah. Because Baruch exists. That creates a whole slew of problems. I can't eat what I want to eat, and when I want to eat, and how I want to eat. I can't be involved in relationships, so I can't be involved. I have to do certain things. It creates a tremendous amount of Shaykhah that it creates. Listen, don't believe in Kodesh Baruch, and then you can do whatever you want. So there's this conversation going. But intrinsically, it's obvious. So what? That's what Rav Chanan says. But again, what Rav Chanan was adding is that Rav Chanan, you understand Rav Chanan's arguments from the world is screaming God. The world is screaming creation. The world is screaming creator. The world is screaming at you that there's somebody in charge. So obviously you have to listen to it, right? That's Rav Chanan was saying. It's not because the world is screaming at you, because that's how the Baruch Hashem made you. He made you that you're batsim, you are shaykh to ruchnius. So the Baruch Hashem has a world, and you fit in perfectly into that. The reason why the natural response, were it not for the shaykh, would be to see a creator is because you are ruchni. That's what he's at. So from that vantage point, of course you're talking to the creator. So what is so difficult to talk to your creator? Twersky says a story. So he was once by the Kaisel, and he notices that they're bringing, there's this elderly, smarty, blind Jew being led to the castle. They bring him to the castle right next to Rabbi Tversky. So he's there, this is elderly. He gets there and he caresses the stones and he kisses them. And he starts talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, telling him about his day. He says, came to speak to his creator. He says, Baruch Hashem, I got up this morning. Baruch Hashem is good to get up this morning. He's able to walk. The eyesight is good. It's wonderful. I made it here. I had breakfast. I had pancakes for breakfast. He was always talking to his creator. Right? And so at one point, Tursi was trying not to listen but the guy was talking loud, right in his ear. He says, I really thought my business to listen to some of his conversation. But he was screaming in my ear, Then the next step he says, the fellow stops and says, oh, I told you that already. And Rabbi Tversky says, at that moment he said to himself, I never dealt with once in my whole life. Here's a person who's talking, and he knows somebody's listening. So I'm repeating myself. I told you that already. That phrase, I told you that already, means he knows there's somebody else on the other side of the table. He's not talking to a wall. And I don't have that madriga of understanding that I'm talking to somebody. So what is davening about? What's davening? Davening is about talking to somebody. I never davened in my life. That was Rabbi Tversky's reaction to the story. The mice. Right. So that's what he's saying. When we sit there, you watch the guys, they're butchering, and they're shuckling, and they're screaming, to have kabana. That's weird. I'm having a conversation, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking, Matthew, I'm not sure that you're there, and now I do this, I'll have more awareness of you being there, so now I can talk to you. I mean, right? If you think about it, it's like strange. Or I'm going to, So I want to come in, and I come with service. I'm singing praises to you. You go to a king and you sing a song of praise. So you say it in a beautiful tone. But the reason why I'm singing is because I need to have more kavanah, and it helps me have more kavanah because I get to meet, and the beat helps me feel more connected. I mean, you just want to understand, we don't get it. And what he's saying is because we're losing the thought of the fact that Be'etzim, we are connected to Ruchnos. So the whole thing shouldn't be this tremendous.
had his problem. What's the problem? He says, Atzus is the problem. So I ask you what the problem is. We say the lack of Amuna, like Taiva. He says, it's just developing within yourself that connection that you have. He looks at it and says, the root of that is Atzus. That's a fascinating uptight. Let's stop now. Maybe we'll talk about more next week.